All right. The Bible says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And Jesus saw her. He called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmities. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. This morning, with the time allotted, we're going to look at the topic, it's time to straighten up. It's time to straighten up. The quickest path, they say the quickest path between two points in geometry is a straight line. If you want to, anytime you have some clothes altered, and Sister Dixon can attest to this, that when they're trying to alter your pants or your a coat or something, they tell you to straighten up, to stand straight so they can get the length right. You can't be slouched all over and then have your clothes altered. So the tailor says straighten up in order to get your clothes altered. When I was growing up and I was not acting as I should, and some of you can may have heard these words, Mama said, you better straighten up. Well, I'm going to give you something to straighten up about. So when we look at straighten up, if we are going to get to heaven, we have to walk the straight and narrow. And the only way the spiritual tailor, which is God, will give us a glorious body will be if we straighten up down here. We read in Philippians chapter 3 in verse number 20 and 21, it says, for our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies that it may be fashioned unto the glorious body according to the works whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. When we look at the story, and first I need to go back to Luke chapter 13 and watch verse number 6. Before he gets to the synagogue, there's something that takes place before then that's very important in Luke chapter 13 and verse number 6. What does the Bible say? And he spake a parable, and a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on the fig tree and findeth none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it in the ground? And he said, he answered, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if none, then that thou shalt cut it down. Jesus gave a story of a parable how that for 3 years, that the owner of the vineyard been watching this tree. And he's been watching this tree for 3 years. And for 3 years, this tree did not bear any fruit. So he says you might as well cut it down because all it's doing is taking up space in my vineyard. Now, the owner of the vineyard is a parable of God. The tree is a parable of man. God is looking at us and saying, have you been bearing fruit? Have you been bearing fruit? Now the one who is cultivating, who is taking care of the vineyard is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ tells God, God, if you just give it one more year, if you just give him one more year, and what we're going to do, I'm going to prune around it. I'm going to dig around it. And if it bears fruit, then well. If not, then we'll just cut it down. The question is, how much more time is God going to give us? How much more time is God going to give us to bear fruit? Is this our last year? Is this our last time? Jesus may be pleading for us. God, don't call him yet. Just give him or give her a little more time. Give us a little more time to bear fruit. So we are, as children of God, we as individuals must be ready and be able to bear fruit, because we don't know how much time we have left. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. We can't play with time when it comes to God, because we don't know how our days are numbered. So Jesus, after this, goes. It says in verse number 10 that, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. He was where the people were at, teaching. He went into the synagogue and Jesus began to teach. Now we know the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 18 and verse 20, it says, "What two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst." There may be some things as we look at time today, and it seems as if, I don't know, right along here, as I said before, there's a lot of people who are dealing with a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff going on in people. Maybe because we just know so many people that are having to deal with things and in their lives, whether it's sickness and illness, issues that we're dealing with, and things that we just deal with in life itself. It just seems along here. And so hopefully this lesson will be used to be able to help and strengthen and encourage, because it seems like there's just a lot going on. There may be some things that we may be experiencing in life that we're going to see the same condition as this woman is in. The Bible says that while he was teaching in the synagogue in verse number 10, verse 11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmities 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Watch the picture. This woman had a spirit of infirmity. The Bible doesn't say how she received the infirmity, but back then they equated a lot of sickness and being stricken with certain things as if Satan had vexed her body. And in this condition that this woman was in, it caused her to have weakness that caused her body to be bent over. The medical word is called curvature of the spine. This woman had a condition where it says she was bent over together, that she had a condition to where she was bent over, to where she was almost in this position. And she could not raise her body up. This is the way she had to walk and get around, never being able to look up at the stars, never being able to look up. All she was able to do was walk around looking at the ground and following her footsteps right one in front of another. She could never really look in front of her, and that was her posture. It is said that was a painful position to be able to live in from day to day. And she had this condition to where she was bent over, huddled up for 18 years. This woman was in a condition. Now watch this. In her condition for 18 years, she was still faithful to worship because she was in the synagogue. Even though she had this condition for 18 years, every Sabbath day she made her way to the synagogue and made her way to worship God. She was there, not expecting anything, but she came to worship God even in her condition that she was bent over. As I look at this woman was in a condition, no doubt. She prayed to God to help and deliver and help her in her condition. However, it seemed as if from those looking on the outside that God was unconcerned and did not care for her because of her condition, but she still went into the synagogue. This condition for 18 years could have made her bitter, could have made her resentful, but it did not. She still came to worship. You all just hang in there for a minute. She was not well, but she went to worship where she could meet the healer. You see, there are some things as we look in life. There are some things that in life that can cause us to be emotionally bent over, to be emotionally down, to be like this woman. May not be physically, but emotionally, our emotions, our mindset has been over like this woman. And for some, it is hard for those to even, for some it's even hard for those to come worship God based upon being bent over emotionally. So, but see, she realized that no matter what her condition was, that she was bent over, that she still had to get to worship God. See, sometimes we want to quit worshiping God when we're bent over. That's the time we need to get to God, when we're bent over emotionally. There are some things that can cause us to bend over emotionally. We'll talk about that in a minute. She came to him at a time when he was teaching. Reason why, when we are dealing from emotional standpoint, it is the teaching of Christ that can straighten us up. When we're dealing with things from an emotional standpoint, you see, even if it's from physical, if we have a certain mindset of how things are going physically, it can affect us emotionally, how we look at it. And we can be bent over emotionally. We can be down emotionally. Now watch this. There are some things that can cause us to be bent over. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, first thing that can bend us over in terms of our walk is sin. Sin can bend us over and have us like this woman in a position to where we're not looking up to God, but it can cause us to look down and not be able to look up. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, what does the Hebrew writer say? Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now watch this. Every sin, every weight of sin. See, sin weighs us down and has us bent over. Sin can cause us to be bent over in life, emotionally and spiritually, to where we can't stand up straight. We can't stand up straight with sin living and living in a sinful manner. So first of all, we got to make sure that we deal and get rid of the sin in our life. Then we're able to straighten up once we get rid of the sin. The thing about it is, we try to straighten up in our sins. We can't do it. We can't do it. So we must make sure, first of all, that according to God's will, that we deal and get rid of the sin that so easily besets us, so easily throws us off, so easily has us bent over in life. This woman, This woman could not run. This woman could not run. See, we can't run with God if we have been over in sin. So that's one thing that can cause us to bend over. Now watch this. Turn over to Psalms chapter 38 and verse number 6. Anybody been over this morning? Anybody come in, been over this morning? I hope this lesson will help us straighten up this morning as we deal. Another thing that can cause us to be bent over is in the book of Psalms. The Psalms, this chapter, Psalms chapter 38. And let's take a look at verse number 6. What does the Bible say in Psalms 38 and verse number 6? I am what? Now watch this. Trouble can cause us to be bent over. Trouble can cause us to look down instead of looking up. Trouble can cause us not to be able to walk and move and function in a healthy manner, because trouble weighs us down and pulls us down and brings us down and puts us in a position. Now watch. Watch what the psalmist says about trouble. I am troubled. Wait a minute. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. Now watch this. Trouble, I am bowed down greatly. See, there are some who may be here this morning that are bowed down, maybe not because of sin, but maybe trouble, that you've been dealing with some trouble that cause you to be bent over, that you're not able to look like you normally look. You're not able to act like you normally act. You're not able to move like you normally. You have been stricken with this curvature of your mental spine, that trouble has caused you to be bent over. And all you see is the ground. All you see is what's right in front of you. What's there? You're not able to look and to look beyond your troubles, because trouble has you bent over. You know, everybody has troubles from time to time. Everybody has troubles. Just live, and you don't have to look for trouble. Trouble will find you. You don't have to go outside your house, and trouble will come in. You don't have to answer your phone, and trouble will come in. Just live, and trouble will find you. But the thing about it is, don't let trouble bend you over. Don't let trouble bend you over. Now watch this. Let's look at another passage. Psalms chapter 44. Watch this, Psalms chapter 44, another thing that can cause us to be bent over in life, in Psalms chapter 44. And first we're going to read verse number 22, and then we're going to drop down to verse number 24, Psalms chapter 44 and verse 22. What does the Bible say? Yea, for they forsake, are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now watch, because we are killed, because we are suffering, because we are going through some suffering. Watch verse 25 as they go through suffering. For our soul, wait a minute, our soul is what? Bowed down. Where's bowed down to? Our soul is bowed. I told you, mentally, emotionally, when we are suffering, it can bow us down to the ground. Now what else happens? Our belly cleaveth unto the ground. We're so low that now we're on the ground in our stomach. We're just laying on the ground, just barely, just on our stomachs, and we're bowed down to the earth. See, trouble, suffering can cause a person to bend over. Anybody suffering this morning? It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical suffering. You could be suffering because of some things that you're dealing with in life. You could be suffering because of financial problems. You could be suffering because of relationship problems. You could be suffering because of job problems. You could be suffering because of health problems. And in our suffering, it causes one to be bent over to the ground that you just curl up in a fetal position in your suffering. Like this woman. So how do I? We're going to look. If, no matter what the condition is, if you've been over, it's a time to straighten up. It's a time to straighten up. When I look at what happens next in Luke chapter 13, it says that this woman that was there, and she had been there for 18 years. 18 years she had dealt with this. But I need to look. Before I look at this, turn over to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 12. The Hebrew writer gives more insight to our being bent over in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 12. Watch what the Hebrew writer saith. Verse number 12, what does it say? Wherefore lift up thy hands which hang down and feeble knees. Now watch this. Watch this. The Hebrew writer said, lift up thy hands which hang down. You see, a person that's going through something, hands are hung down, they're slumped over, and their walk and their step is not sturdy. They're feeble in their walk. They don't have the strength that they usually have. Watch this. Continue on. And make straight path for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned either way. Let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Look diligently, lest any man fail of his grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. What the Hebrew writer is saying is don't stay in a feeble position too long. Don't stay bent over too long, because the longer you stay bent over, the more bitter you can become. The more frustrated you can become. The more agitated and hopeless you can become when you stay bent over. This woman, how would you feel if for 18 years you've been going to the synagogue and worshiping, and 18 years you've been leaving with the same condition? You see, it can be frustrating knowing that even when you do the best you can, I come to church every Sunday and I attend service, but I leave bent over the way I came. I leave with the same problem that I've been dealing with. I leave with the same pain that I have. I leave with the same stuff I've been dealing with, and I can become bitter and angry and frustrated. Why should I even go? Why should I even worship God? Why should I even try? I'm still in the same condition. This woman, I can't relate to how this woman in her condition for 18 years could not look up and see the stars. For 18 years, all she could hear is people's voices. Never able to be able to look up and to be able to sit in a chair and be able to look up. Never be able to do that. But for 18 years, she kept on worshiping God. You see, when you become bitter, if you let bitterness set in, and then your relationship and your outlook on God will change. your dependency on God will change. Your daily walk with God will change.